the BBC.
Stop! Oh, I will stop. What's this approaching? It's a lorry driven by a Rolls Royce, isn't it? Yes, it is. Is that great Thespian star a brew? Be of all sellers!
Oh, he's not as popular as he used to be. I'll sing that bit, folks. He's not as popular as he used to be.
I don't lie, Pippa Cruz. Next week, I shall be appearing in The Impotence of Being Earnest. By Oscar Wilde, the blackguard of Reading Jail. Yours, Lady.
All together. It is to have friends.
Oh, I know. I wonder. Next question, please.
Dear sir, my wife has just made a pancake 30 foot round. Is this a record?
I don't know. Try playing it on a gramophone.
Together. The band. Caught with their instruments down.
I know, folks. Take us off track while we unwrap this brown paper parcel.
What's the next song?
It's a life-size ghoul show in imitation plastic.
Oh, and what are these little round things?
Gag! It's a set of spare glass jokes.
Let us hear one, Tom.
Oh, that's an old one, Jim.
Gentlemen,
what's up with you?
Sir, registered brassier has just arrived by female.
From a bosom friend. I got it in quick there. Thank you. Thank you. It won't last long, folks. And here now. Here's an impression of Tom Sellers reading it.
Ta-ti-to-ta-too. This message shows this week's story of the French wine yards entitled I Like Claret and to Hell with Burgundy.
Oh, and now, here wearing a three-knot river is page one. Right. We all thought it coming, didn't we? Now then, a word from Peter Sellers.
Draws.
Next week, another one.
And now for no reason at all. Where did you get the money to escape from Australia?
For no reason at all. My stand-in will answer that. Forward stand-in.
My name is Spike Stanley Milligan. But the knees are silent as in trousers.
Not Trembler?
Touché.
Mr. Greenslade, answer that for me as me.
My name is Peter Sellers.
And who's playing you?
Me.
Then who's Peter Sellers?
I am. But the eye is silent as in looking.
Will you care to elaborate?
Yes.
We have to wait.
He gets them in somehow. It's a joke box. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
And ha, 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 ha is the right answer. So say ha.
303, my favorite bullet.
I fired it myself.
Too much salt for me.
Who heard of too much salt in cellar?
I am not salt cellars. My name is Peter.
Salt Peter!
That's an explosive!
There I go!
Thank you. Triumph of matter over mind.
And now from Peterborough, 17-year-old Max Jolray. And here he is, 17-year-old Max Jolray from Peterborough.
Oh, boy, at last the break.
Now the goon show proper. I have in my left ventricle a copy of The Addict of Nantes holding an elephant cardigan. Through the hole drilled up the bottom, I can see the House of Commons. In the strangers' gallery, disguised as strangers, are two sinister figures rampant on a cloth of filleted spawn. Spawn!
The plane. Oh.
Mariate, will you stop that revolting buttock scratching in the stranger's gallery?
But I've got strangers in my gallery.
Stop this noise in Parliament, you hear. You want to wake them up?
But
You fool, you've woken up Lord Taverner.
He's getting out of the bath. As I was saying...
What?
As I was saying, do you realize that the British Atomic Commission and my brother... You'd better tell them, Lord Jewelry.
The British Atomic Commission have no idea what the effect of an atom bomb would be on a nude Welshman holding a rice pudding.
Do the Russians have this information?
No, the way is clear for us to take the lead.
Gentlemen, the government are willing to pay... Thank you. Are willing to pay £1,000 in cloth for any Welshman who is willing to stand naked, holding a rice pudding, and hit by the powers of an atom bomb.
Mariate, I know the very man. Come.
Sure enough, those bushes were pointed at an early Anglo-Saxon leaping house in Piccadilly. Within, two men are repairing the ravages of Roman occupation.
William! What are you doing in there?
Cutting me toenails, mate. When I gets in bed at night, they tears the ceiling, mate.
I say, you in there.
Curious bloodlock, professional soldier, and amateur landlord.
Have you got a woman in your room?
I certainly have not.
Well, get out of here, will you? This is not that kind of a house, you have.
Now he tells me, after all those nights of raffia and fretwork.
Knock, knock, knocky, knock, chum.
Knock, knock, knocky, knock, chum?
Yes.
That's the private number of a donor. Come in.
Hello, Neddy.
I recognize those octagonal shins, of course. It's Count Jim Fry's Moriarty.
The steam count has been commissioned to do a statue of the Sahara Desert holding a rice pudding, and he wants you, Neddy, to pose for it.
Me? Pose as a desert?
Attainment, you're just the right size, and twice as better.
Do I have to pose... N-U-D-E?
Of course you do. The Sahara never wears clothes.
Not even for supper.
Malicious rumors.
But you can't sit down to dinner nude. Supposing there are ladies present. To continue. How long would I have to hold the pose for?
You don't have to hold any pose, Ned. Just as long as you don't move. Now, for salary, you will be paid in the current Bank of England cigarette card series of famous criminal footballers.
I accept.
Two. All together. Yes, coming on very nicely, thank you. And now to contact the British Sahara Desert Atomic Center. But first, Ray Ellington will sing through his mouth and other things.
When I grow too old to dream, oh, I'll have you to remember. Doggone old to dream, your kiss will be here in my heart. So kiss me again, and so let us part.
By placing a microphone near Griffith Finn's trousers, we pick up the thread which shows Ned in the Sahara Desert.
Now then, Ned, off with your clothes, Ned.
There. How do I look?
Oh. I suppose he makes somebody happy. Hold this rice pudding.
Griffith. Get back. What? Only 3 minutes to zero hour before they drop the bomb. Hurry.
Now, Neddy.
Yes.
Yeah, stand in this bullseye and don't move.
Don't move, he said. Right. God, if only my mother could see me now. Posing for the statue of the Sahara. What a proud day for Wales. Not to mention sardines and kippers.
It's a bit early in the show, really, isn't it, Mark?
Stop. Seeing that Mr. Seagoon is in a state of déshabille...
Cheeky.
It would be appreciated if old ladies with binoculars would all listen with your backs to the wireless or place a dark cloth over the speaker.
Oh, dear, it's not fair, you know. Not fair.
This is living. Now, what was it that Moriarty said?
I said, don't move.
Oh, wait. What's this approaching across the desert? A ragged soldier clad in cement sacks playing an imaginary piano. He must be one of ours. Good morning.
Morning.
Gad, that sun's hot.
Well, you shouldn't touch it.
But it's touched you. Just then, I caught a glimpse of the label on his hat. It said, Early English Idiot, circa 1899.
Oh, I'm not an idiot. Oh, you ask me any question, I'll show you I'm clever. Real clever. 3 L. Excellence. Pronounced.
All right, then. What's your name?
Oh, the hard ones first, please. My name's Renown. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Stick it out, then. Yes. Fred Smith, Esquire. So you're Fred Smith, Esquire?
Oh, that's the name of my tongue.
We must be related. Smith is the maiden name of my right elbow.
Well, I'd be better at getting back to the barracks. How far is it to the fort? Fort Bill.
13 miles.
13. That's unlucky.
Oh, I think 14 miles.
I see? It was unlucky. I'm a mile further away, no? I shall go among you. Look! The rift!
I thought they were abroad.
I'm off!
Now, I must lose my head. If I keep dead still, the cannons will think I'm a statue of a statue.
Ah! Why, look! Statue of Fat Man holding rice pudding. Just what I need. Get him up on horse.
Dear listeners, what a stroke of luck for Mr. Siegel. Another 30 seconds and the A-bomb would have burst on that very spot. But wait, someone approaches the danger zone.
It's the long-lost number 8 touring company of the Desert Soul.
Look at the peaceful scene.
No.
Let us rest here in the shade of this grasshopper's leg.
No.
Oh, the inspiration.
I know.
I feel a song coming on, my dear. Because of blue.
Right. He's there. A direct hit. But he's in bits. Otherwise, he's all right.
Yes.
Come on, wake up, Neddy. It was only an atom bomb.
Allow me, Moriarty. I'm rather good at jigsaw puzzles. Now, that bit goes in there.
Yes.
This leg goes there.
Yes.
That bit in there. And this goes in there.
No.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. His knee fits here.
A knee?
Dad, he's changed. He's turned into more than one person.
Well, there was always enough of him.
Let's get him to the atomic center.
Wait, we get him there.
There, then, we have the situation. But the capture of the new Neddy soon came to the attention of the O.C. Fort Bowles.
Dear. Oh, there must be a cure for it. Oh, dear.
Knock, knock!
Come in, knock, knock.
Good morning, Major.
It's Seacombe playing a different part. Curse these small budget shows. What's in that envelope?
The next part of the plot and a messenger in the plain wrapper.
So it is.
Malala, la ganduadulagar, amunch angal mugla.
Tell him we can't understand what he's saying.
Gala ta mi. Gala ta ga.
Karasaka? Karasaka? Flamatallah, Amargan, I are Pendagai, Amargutu.
He says he doesn't understand what he's saying.
Then I was right.
Yes.
Even as I spoke, the native plunged his hand into his lunch basket and drew out a glass ball. A daring move on his part.
It's a fortune teller's ball.
What? Why weren't we invited? I can't resist them. Hand me the turban now, crystal ball. What can we see? Turn up the brightness. Ah! It's a nude Welshman holding a rice pudding. Being abducted into Red Bladder's harem. Action! Bugler! Sound the sound of the bugle.
What?
From Red Blooded, are we?
I think we must be within earshot.
Why?
He just shut up one of my ears. Thank you. Thank you, Blue Butlers. I'm glad to be back. And the good news now. During the summer holes, guess what happened? I started to grow hairs on my little legs. Nature is preparing me for marriage. Hooray! For the next part, I will... Hey, you hit me like that again and see what happens. See what happens.
Dad, it's the 420 fort from Islington. Dead on time. Take cover, lads.
There's the Red Blooded up at the battlements.
Do you think he's going to capitulate?
I don't know. I should stand back in case he does.
Yeah. Echo.
Yeah?
You speak the language.
Yeah.
You challenge him.
Okay. Red Blooded, you can't frighten me.
Ow, he frightened me.
I give you till dawn to get out and surrender, or the new rent act will come into force.
Meanwhile, the PM addresses the House.
Grand Mems, Mems, and Momsers, I have just received great news. The Atomic Commission have ascertained that when a nude Welshman holding a rice pudding is struck by an atomic bomb, he turns into a fully clad number 8 touring company of the Desert Song.
Then Britain leads the world!
Yes. Soon, all over England, reactors were set up and atomic furnaces were turning nude Welshmen into number 8 touring companies of the Desert Song. Song, 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 ding, 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 ding. Oh, they've taken over.
And it was ascertained today that England now leads the world in the production of number 8 Desert Song Touring Company.
And what of Neddy?
To this day, he stands stock still as a statue in a harem. One move would mean, well, the unkindest cut of all.
I think they've finished. So would you all leave quietly? Thank you.
Yes.
I expect you're surprised, but that was the Goon Show. In real life, they are disguised as Wally Stott's orchestra, the Ray Ellington Quartet, Max Geldray, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, and Spike Milligan, who also writes the thing. The only unreal persons in this recording were Wallace Greenslade, announcer, and the producer, John Brow, who prefers to be called...